We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, that's new.
What?
This guitar riff? No.
It's not
new. It's new?
It's not new.
No?
I thought you saw breaking news on your computer or something.
Have you played this before?
Yes, I have.
It's actually the Beatles.
Is it the Beatles?
This is George Harrison.
Christian.
Off the Blackbird album.
I am not a fan of the Beatles. I'm not a fan of the Beatles.
Am I
allowed to say that?
Are you a Rolling Stones guy?
I mean, no, not really.
Okay.
I mean, like, I don't know. I was never really into...
Bring me back to my childhood.
I was never really into rock and roll.
What?
Right? Like, can
like
I say
Bob
that?
Seger.
What do you listen to?
Beastie
like
Boys.
Rap.
Like rap?
Run DMC.
Like rap.
LL Cool
rap.
J.
Yeah,
you can
LL cool
like
J.
rap and rock and roll.
N.W.A.
Salt and Pepper.
Dougie
Fresh.
Kumo D.
I am a nightmare walking in. Psychopath talking.
Yeah, exactly.
King of my jungle, just a gangster stalking. Yeah. That was it.
Jesus. Stuff like that.
Stuff I could break dance to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like parachute pants and cardboard.
Yeah. That's why we have the towels on the floor over here.
I'm
going to
practice my windmill. Yeah. I'm in pain.
She knows all the words. So now that we found love, what are we going to do?
With it.
Yes.
Anyway, we just had an excellent interview.
Yes.
We had an excellent interview with Amy Dash. If you missed it, talking about the Deshaun Watson case and a few other things, including the Dan Snyder 11-hour hearing in front of the, House Oversight Committee?
Yeah, you like the fact that you think Daniel Snyder is going to be thrown out of the league.
I want all the Snyders out. I don't want to go into
even
his
wife.
I want
all
the Snyders out.
No control.
No Snyders.
I
have
not
in
a chance.
DC.
I call not. I say
I
not
a
chance.
Snyder pretzel.
No.
I want them all out.
What do you think? What's the difference between Snyder and who is that? Richardson, the guy that used to own. I forgot his first. The guy that used to own the Carolina Panthers.
One's a racist and one's like a sexual predator.
Well, yes. I mean, okay.
That's
so
a good
they should,
explanation, Tyler.
Okay. They're supposed to be gone then, right?
Exactly.
I mean, are we going to like say one's worse than the other? Like one's a sexual predator, one's a racist.
Yes.
I think Ty's a hard worker.
Yeah, thank you, my guy.
That is out of context. Like,
There's no way that Dan Snyder. I'll bet you on this one.
Okay,
I'll bet you
bet
on this one. I'll make you bet. There's no way.
What are we gonna bet? Let's bet.
It's got to be painful. This one's got to be because you love this team, and it's my
no,
obviously.
No, I don't. I told you I abandoned this team.
No. But in your heart, you still have some love and appreciation for them.
No,
you're just angry.
You know what I have?
You're venting because you're angry,
angry,
which means you're really hurt.
I know.
Let's go.
In
let's
a year
really
or two,
deep dive.
If the Commanders are good again, you'll be a big Commander fan again.
She'll roll in with her.
Oh yeah, you will.
Because Snyder will be gone.
If Snyder is out of the team, if all the Snyders are out of their involvement.
How many are there?
Well, there's his wife.
His
I'm
kids?
Just thinking, I don't
kids?
Know what his kids do. I don't know if he has children. I'm not that interested in him personally.
Is any like a real special nephew?
Know what that means.
Well, I mean, it's not what you know. I mean, like his buddy. Ah, I don't have any kids of my own, so I'm going to teach my nephew the ropes. You're going to start off and you're going to be, you know, try to start off in the equipment room, then you're work your way up, and soon you're going to be running.
But you
want to
make a bet. If the Snyders are out of town,
yeah,
out of the
okay,
we've got to
say the Snyders. I don't think the Snyders will be run out of town. I think there's enough wiggle room for him.
We could force the family
to sneak out of it.
No Snyder.
No, I don't,
no Snyder
I don't think
family members involved in ownership.
Christian, you know the name Marty Herney?
Yeah, I know Marty. Yeah,
he was
I
the
like
GM
Marty.
When you were in Carolina, correct?
Yes.
What
did he do?
Nothing bad, of course. He is with the Washington.
I love him.
Oh, no.
I love Marty Herney.
No, he's a good guy. He's with the Washington Commodores currently, and he's the EVP of football / player personnel. So he's like very, very close, almost the football right-hand man for the Snyders.
Okay. Get him out.
Are they threatening him?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Yeah, what does this have to do with anything, Tyler?
Well, if you want to get rid of the Snyders, maybe Marty Herney's next in line.
Okay.
Maybe he's
as like
special
the president.
Nephew.
He could be the president.
Is he a big
see, there
rich
is
going
to be. I will tell you, like rich guys don't just give up their shiny object like without a fight. Like Snyder is not
he
giving up this team.
He has been fleeing Congress on a yacht.
Doesn't
in
matter.
Israel.
So what? That's my
he's
point.
Been sailing
that is my point.
The world, Christian.
I can still force him to sell.
He's keep like, saying no.
He's like on the lam.
I know.
Congress.
I know. But he finally. That is my point, guys. Billionaires don't just walk away from free money. Like, he's not walking away from this team. There's not a chance in hell. So he already did one thing. He basically gave the ownership to his wife, and so she's running it, but he's still there.
But it's not like they're giving the team away. They'll sell it to someone.
No, he's not giving up the team.
You think
will
it's
not
about
control.
Pride at this point?
Yes. You, what do you think? I mean, I feel like you probably know more about him than I do. I played on his team.
You know more about you were.
Yeah, he was
commander.
Awesome though. He was great. Like
what
whatever
do you mean
you, what,
he was awesome.
Whatever you
Christian.
Wanted. Whatever you wanted. He gave you. We had this deal through Nike, okay, and through the league where you had to designate.
Christian, you told me
listen,
that was the worst franchise
no, no,
you played
no,
for.
No, Joe Gibbs. Yeah, I know. But listen,
oh,
he gave us.
Oh, you're blaming Joe Gibbs?
Oh, he was terrible, too. He was a nightmare. Oh,
you love Joe Gibbs.
I hated Joe Gibbs.
You love Joe Gibbs.
But my point is,
stayed in NASCAR.
He gave you everything you wanted. That's why he was so bad. If we were losing and we said, you know what? I think it's the shoes. And even though you're not legally or technically allowed to change your shoes, something from black to white, like he would say, you know what? If this is what it takes to win, I'm going to make sure you guys can wear white shoes. Even though we had already identified the fact that we were wearing black shoes. It's
Christian,
a technical thing. He,
do you hear yourself? He let you wear white shoes instead of black
shoes? You're not listening
to
me. My reason for him being terrible is the fact that he just did whatever you wanted him to do. Like he kept the players happy. Somebody bitched about the hotel. Next time we know it, we're staying at the Ritz. Somebody complained about whatever, about the food. Next thing you know, it's catered through the best food. As a player, it was easy street.
I don't know what to do right now.
What?
Because you're defending the worst owner in professional sports
I'm
because
defending
he let you
him.
Wear the shoes that you wanted to wear.
I guess my point is, the reason he's such a terrible owner.
And he brought women in for us.
Yeah, and then we wanted to check out the cheerleaders in their locker room.
He assigned a cheerleader for each guy in the roster.
Each guy was designated one cheerleader.
Yes. So I love him. He's a good guy.
That's why he was terrible. Because you could manipulate him. You could screw with him. Like he didn't know what he was doing. And technically, in the end, like he was one of the worst owners I've ever had. He didn't have a clue what he was doing. Like, if you told him somebody was good and it was a bright, shiny object, he would sign that person, even though everybody told him not to. Like, he was a disaster.
I know. I lived through it.
Okay, so as a player.
Let us wear white cleats.
You're not allowed to bring signs into the stadium.
Clinton Portis stood up in the middle of a meeting.
I love Clinton Portis.
In the middle of a meeting, he yelled at Joe Gibbs because he thought we were losing because of the cleats we were wearing. Joe Gibbs went to Dan Snyder. Came back a day later and said, you know what? Okay, I talked to Dan.
Hell.
Yeah, exactly. Dan's good. You know what? You guys got a great owner. Dan's good. Dan called the league, and you guys can wear whatever shoes you want. And we lost like 6 games in a row. Okay? We sucked. It was terrible.
Yeah, but you were happy because you got to wear the cleats.
And we got to stay in the Ritz.
And you got a nice hotel. Nice. Wow.
And you had a cheerleader.
Each person had a cheerleader.
Snyder, what a guy. Okay,
and call girls flown in from Dallas for you.
Hey, whatever you want.
We need to come up with a bet that we're doing, Christian. A bet about the Snyder's involvement.
You're right. Like, it made it seem like I love him. I love the fact that I was like done with my career. I didn't care if we won or lost. I just wanted easy street. Is that better?
All right, so that was Celtics talk.
And a free cheerleader.
Right?
I don't know what happened either. So that was Jason Tatum contract talk. Maybe we'll do that later. We have to go around the NFL right after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.